So I'd like to say welcome to all of you. This is our first conference call for a learning event that we call RL101, and I'd like to acknowledge I'm hosting it from a long way away from most of you in Whitehorse in the Yukon, and so that's on the traditional territory of the Kwanlin Dun First Nation and Ton Kwachin Council. So if you notice some delays in the phone, it's probably my cell phone trying to reach all the way across the other side of the north to reach you as well. So thank you very much for your patience. I think some of you already know me, but some of you don't. So my name is Caroline Sparks, and I really enjoy getting to know you through your Youth Ambassador Program. I'm also looking forward to hearing from those of you who got to go to the Canada Summer Games, how that experience was as well. Just before we get started, I'll just tell you a little bit about the training, and then I'll explain to you how it works when you work with me. I think Corey may have already explained some of that, and then we'll do a little bit of an introduction. I like to go around and hear your voice, and just ask you to sort of introduce yourself. So we'll do some of that in just a moment. So the Recreation North Training Program, which is what you're participating in, it spans or it goes across all of the three territories, so from Nunavut to MWT to Yukon. And it's a partnership of the Recreation and Parks Association. So you have one in Nunavut. Some of you might know Dawn Curry. She's involved in that. But also our government, so Corey, have also helped with the Recreation North Training Program. A few years ago, we were really lucky or fortunate to win the Arctic Inspiration Prize, and I know Glenn's had a lot of experience with that too, and that helped us design this training program that lets us deliver training to people in really small communities like yours all over the North without them having to leave their community. Because that's one of the challenges, as you know, it's expensive to travel, it's hard to leave sometimes, but training can be important too. So far we've had people from about 40 different communities take part in our training. And when they complete 12 learning events, which this is called a learning event, what you're doing right now, they can earn a certificate in Northern Recreation Leadership. And some of the people who've earned that so far, there's Quentin in Santa Kilowak and Ethan in Tuktuk. So there's other people in Nunavut who've earned that certificate so far. And so the government of Nunavut has arranged for you to take 4 of our learning events as part of your Youth Ambassador training. And 3 of them we're going to do this way online and using the phone. And 1 you'll get to participate in person during the summit in November. And so for each of our learning events, it's kind of like a mini course, but I don't really think of it as a course. It's more of an event. It's supposed to be fun. So we have 2 conference calls like the one today, and then you're asked to do 2 different projects. They're actually not even a project, an activity. It's fairly small, so we'll make sure you understand what that is. And usually we get to use our online learning space, which is on the computer, but something happened to it last night and it's not working and we're trying to fix it. So I'm really sorry if you tried to use it and couldn't figure out why it wasn't working. But I'll be sure to send an email as soon as it is working. So this learning event, the one that we start with your Youth Ambassador training, is called Identify Your Leadership Strengths. And we're going to look at some of the things that you know that leaders need to know or do when they work or volunteer in their community. And I hope that through this training you get to learn a bit more about yourself and identify some of your opportunities to grow as a leader in your community, whether it's through the Youth Ambassador Program or through other things that you do in your community. And so I'd like to sort of explain how I do the calls. I really, really believe that everybody has something that they bring to the call, so we are all learning from each other. I don't have the answers because I don't live in your community, but I can help you share your experiences. And as we all share our experiences, then we learn from each other that way. So for me, that's a really important piece of this training. The other thing, though, is that I'm doing a lot of talking, and talking and sharing is important, but also listening is important. So sometimes I might ask a question, and if you don't feel comfortable speaking and you'd rather listen, you can just say, I prefer to listen and I'll pass. There's nothing wrong with not saying anything. That's entirely your choice if you speak or if you listen. So let's get started. I'm going to ask you, we're going to go around a circle, and I think let's do it in order of community, the way I just went through the list. So we're going to start with RVAT first, not to put you guys on the spot. I'll start with different communities as we go, but I think it'll just be easier for me because there's groups of you in each community. So my question to you is if you could tell us your name and your community, and then tell us something that helps you be a leader or something that you think helps somebody else be a leader. So something that is important about being a leader that either you have or you know somebody else has. So I'll start, and then I'm going to ask Corey to go next. And Corey, is Max on the phone with you too?
No, Max had, he got called away to do hockey tonight, so he's not here tonight. He will be joining most of them, but he got called away by his mother to, she's the president of minor hockey, so he had to go do a session tonight.
Okay, so we'll go from myself, Caroline, to Corey, and then we're going to go to Sheila, and, I wrote it down, there's two of you, right, Sheila? There's Sheila and Sam in RVAT. Then we're going to go to Rachel in Baker Lake, then Sienna in Cambridge Bay. And so I'll tell you who's going to come next. And just try and imagine a big circle. And we're going to go around our big circle and introduce ourselves and just say something that is a strength about being a leader that you have or that somebody else that you know has. So I'll start and then we'll go to Corey and then Sheila and Sam. So my name's Caroline, and as I mentioned, I live in Whitehorse in the Yukon. And I think that a strength of being a leader is being able to listen to other people. I do try hard to do that. I do my best at listening. Sometimes it's harder to do than I think. But I think that leaders need to listen to other people. So that's something that I think is a strength. Okay, so Corey, let's go to you, and then we're going to go to RVAT after that.
All right, perfect. So as all of you already know, my name's Corey. And I live in Iqaluit, and I think a strength to be a leader is to be a good communicator.
That's great. And so can you just tell me what you mean about a good communicator? Can you pick one thing that a good communicator might do, Corey?
Yeah, so I think depending on what you're leading, explaining and communicating the proper things that you want to lead. So whether you're kind of a captain of a hockey team or maybe a leader of a group that you're doing, just being a leader and saying things in a way that everybody kind of understands and can take in, and not being negative, always kind of putting a positive spin on things. So I think just being a positive communicator, I guess, is being more specific, and then instead of communicating things in a negative way, always kind of putting things in a positive with the way you communicate, I think that's what I was trying to hint at.
Thank you very much, Corey. So let's go, I'll just say it by community, because I know in some of them there's three or four of you on the phone, and you can decide who's going to introduce themselves first if you're on the phone with more than one person in your community. So we're going to go to RVAT, then Baker Lake, then Cambridge Bay, then Chesterfield, and then I'll let you know the rest of the order. So Sheila and Sam, that would be you in RVAT. If you'd like to introduce yourselves, and then just say a strength that either you have as a leader or a strength that you recognize in other people who are leaders.
All right, will do. I'm Sam. I'm actually a mentor. Do you still want to hear from me, or do you want me just to pass the phone to Sheila?
It's totally up to you. Some mentors love to participate, and the other ones like to listen, so that's up to you.
Okay. I can give a quick example, and then I'll let Sheila go. I think that and part about leadership is also being a follower, so working as a part of the team, not always being the top leader, but also working with other people when they're giving you instruction and things to do as well.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks, Sam.
Perfect. I'm going to pass Sheila the phone now. Like that. Leading by example. I think I lead. I lead by example by showing my classmates how to show respect to each other and to my teacher.
That's great. Thank you, Sheila. I think that leading by example is awesome. Like, it's very, very important to do, and people learn through watching that way. So thank you for sharing that. That's a great strength that you have as a leader and that some other people might have as well. So thank you. Okay, let's go on to Baker Lake, then Cambridge Bay, then Chesterfield Inlet. So Rachel, over to you in Baker Lake.
I'm kind of at a loss here, but I would say perseverance, because speaking personally, I have anxiety, so I have trouble with perseverance and resilience. But working as a youth coordinator, it has helped me to overcome my anxiety and how to control and regulate my anxiety in this social setting.
That's great. Thank you very much for sharing it. Sometimes it's not easy to share things about ourselves, but I think that you just highlighted something that's really important about leaders, is that, you know, we all have challenges, and the one thing with leaders is leaders have this sort of resilience, or resilience probably comes from persevering, like you said. So thank you, Rachel. That's a really important contribution. Let's go over to Cambridge Bay. So we have Sienna, you're in Cambridge Bay, and I think you're still on the phone, right? Okay, I'm not sure. I may have heard Sienna, the call drop off. So Sienna, if you are on the phone, I can't hear you right now. So you could try doing an unmute, a star six, or you could try joining again. It's up to you. So from Cambridge Bay, then we're going to go to Chesterfield Inlet, then Coral Harbor. So over to the group of you in Chesterfield, and I'll let you decide who introduces themselves first and so on. And if each of you are able to share a strength that helps you be a leader or someone else be a leader, that would be great. So Gavin, Kevin, Kayak, and Glenn, can you hear me in Chesterfield Inlet? You might have to star six to unmute.
Yes. Yep, we can hear you.
Great. So who would like to introduce themselves first?
Kevin?
Kevin.
Okay.
My name is Gavin. I'm from Chesterfield Inlet. I'm grade 12 and 16 years old, and my leader is probably my parents.
And Gavin, what's one thing that you notice that your parents do that, like, the strength that you might even have in yourself about being a leader?
That they're always there to help me with whatever they can help me with.
Yeah. So sometimes we say that they show up, right? So showing up or being there for people. And I bet you're like that too, then.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Gavin. Okay, who'd like to go next, then?
This is Kayaf. The leader in my life would probably be my oldest brother, Thor. He always, or ever since I was young, he always took me hunting and taught me everything I should know.
So what's one strength that you might have that, like, your brother has as well? What's something that makes him a strong leader? Like, he takes you out and teaches you things? Is that what you would say, like, able to teach?
Yeah, he's able to teach, and he always takes charge.
And is that something you feel is a strength? Like, do you like to help other people and teach other people too?
Yeah.
That's great. And you're already a leader by wanting to join the Youth Ambassador Program, so thank you. Okay, so who's next then?
I'm Kevin Kimelakchuk from Chesterfield. Kevin Kimelakchuk. I'm 16 years old, and I think my leader is my dad, because every time we go hunting, he knows where to go and where stuff usually are for the time of the year.
So would you say then that one of the things that a leader has is a certain knowledge that maybe they're able to share, or it helps them be a leader because they might have a bit more knowledge than other people, or they have special knowledge?
Sometimes, yes.
That's great. Thank you very much. And Glenn, did you want to introduce yourself as well?
Sure. Hi, Carolyn. Totally miss you. You're amazing. My name is Glenn Brocklebank, and I live in Chesterfield Inlet, and I have for over 20 years. I think this is year 22. The leader that I admire the most is actually passed away, but it's Sir Ernest Shackleton. And the reason I like Sir Ernest Shackleton is because he was an Antarctic explorer. And the most important thing were his troops, or the people that were with him on an expedition to go to the South Pole to cross over the South Pole. His expedition met with a lot of hardship along the way, and he was trapped on the ice for over 2 years and did some pretty incredible things to survive. But nobody in his party passed away. And the most important thing for him was the safety of the people he was with. So for that reason, I think he's a fantastic leader. And I had a chance to go to Antarctica in 1999. And some of my friends that were with me called me Shacklebank. And I hope to live up to that name.
That's a great story. Thank you, Glenn. I haven't heard that one. So thanks for sharing that. And it's a really good example that in our communities, leaders do make sure people are safe, and they think about the whole community, not just themselves. So thank you for sharing that. Okay, so we're going to go on then. We're going to go to Iqaluit to Stephanie, and then over to Kinngate, and then to Pond Inlet. So Stephanie, if you'd like to introduce yourself and then share a strength that you think helps either yourself be a leader or somebody else be a leader.
Hi everyone. I'm Stephanie from Iqaluit. I'm 8 years in grade 11. One strength I know about being a leader is engaging in a leadership activity with the mindset of learning something new, other than teaching others or making them learn from you. You should be ready or have the mindset to learn something from them first.
Thank you, Stephanie. It was a little blurry, so I didn't catch everything. But I understood something about learning from others and communicating too. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have not great connections, and it is challenging, but that's something we live with as well. So thank you. Let's go over to Kinngate, and I think we have Andy and is it Kutswa and Manu and Mitchell there.
Hi, my name is Andy, and I'm from Kinngate. I think some effective leaders encourage leadership in others and try to get others involved. And that's what I try to do.
That's great, and it's really great to see you back, coming back for the Youth Ambassador Program too, Andy, yourself and Gavin and Rachel and Manu as well. So it says a lot about the program when you come back for a second year, so thank you. Thank you for joining us again. Okay, who'd like to go next then from Kinngate?
Me, Manu.
Hi, Manu, how are you?
I'm good. Obviously, I'm from Kinngate. And what's the question again?
What's a strength that you have as a leader, or a strength that you notice as a leader in somebody else?
A strength that I have that helps me be a leader is ability to work as an effective team member.
That's great. So you're good at working as part of a team, and I think that you guys had a really strong team last year for the Youth Ambassador Program too. So welcome back to that. Thank you, Manu. And then I think we've got two other people from Kinggate as well. So if you'd like to decide who's going to go next.
Sure, this is Mitchell. Castle, I locked the front door of the school a few minutes ago, so he left, but he said he was on the way back, so hopefully he joins us. But anyways, one thing that I think is important is as a leader is encouraging active participation among your team or your students, whoever you have involved, and also presenting yourself, I say, in a calm and collect manner, so not getting too heated and just making sure you're dealing with all situations in a kind of a polite, safe manner.
Oh, that's a really important one, because sometimes, you know, we require leaders when there's hot topics or hot issues going on, and it really does help resolve or work through things when somebody keeps their cool, right?
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Thank you. And if Katsua comes back, we can just jump in. Just let me know. So. And over to Pond Inlet. Susie, you're in Pond Inlet?
Yes.
Hi, welcome. Would you like to introduce yourself and share something either about yourself as a leader or a strength or quality that somebody else who you know has as a leader?
Okay. My name is Susie Simon, and I'm from Pond Inlet. I'll just set an example of leadership. Leadership is working as a team and communicate and set a positive attitude. And hear their voices and encourage each other.
That's great. So you said, like, you have to work as a team. And a leader sets a positive attitude so everybody feels like they can be part of that team and everybody's voice is heard?
Yes.
That's great. And thank you. Like, that's wrapped up our first around the circle in a very positive way. So I'm really impressed. You each shared something that is so important for leaders, whether you're a young leader, whether you're an elder, whether you're a leader at work or a leader in your family. Many of the strengths that you just shared are things that we develop in ourselves because we are all leaders in our own ways, or that we see in people around us. Hi, Susie.
It's Edna, sorry. I think you forgot Coral Harbor.
I'm so sorry. I did too. I jumped. Thank you for reminding me. So let's go to Coral Harbor. Thanks, Edna.
Good, hold on.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mark, and I'm from Coral Harbor. And I'd say one strength that helps me to be a leader is my ability to inspire others to achieve what they want. This helps to build teams that I lead so that they can be strong.
That's great. Like, being inspirational and leading teams, that's really important. Thank you very much, Mark. Okay, and then from Coral Harbor, we also have Katie and Ike, right?
Katie? Hi, I'm Katie, and I'm from Coral Harbor. One strength that would help me to be a leader is self-awareness. It helps me to boost my confidence, and I am able to take into consideration how my actions will affect people around me.
Wow, that's a really important thing. I just had a chat with some people at lunch about that, about you know, recognizing how you are and being able to look at yourself and see how you interact with other people. So thank you. That's a really important characteristic to share. Thank you, Katie. And over to Ike. Thanks.
Hi. My name is Igbrit. I am a mentor to Mark. And as for the qualities of the leader, I guess the foremost quality is the ability to inspire. Leaders' primary job is to motivate people to work. He causes group cohesion. He turns a bunch of random people into a team. And he helps each team member know what they're supposed to do. And finally, he helps them creatively overcome any challenges or problems they might face when they're doing their part of the job.
That's great. Thank you. I like what you said about a leader helping people know what their role is in the team, so helping everybody know how they can contribute. Because that's probably one thing that's very important for a team to work well together is everybody has different strengths that they bring to it, and a leader would see those strengths and help people contribute them. So thank you. Edna, would you like to introduce yourself as well?
She would like to
Sure. Pass is a good word, too, so I'm okay with pass. Thank you. That's a really great introduction. I really appreciate everybody for introducing yourselves, and I can hear in what you're explaining that you already have experience with leadership. And, you know, you might be talking about other people. Yes, go ahead.
We have one more member from Kingite to join.
Excellent.
My name is Katsua. I am in grade 12, and I'm from Kingite. A good leader listens.
That's great. Thank you very much for joining us. And I'm just going to try and say your name, and please correct me if I don't say it correct. Is it Katsua?
Katsua? Yeah.
Okay, I might need some lessons in pronunciation. So thank you very much. Thank you for joining us as well. So one of the things that we often do is in our learning space that's not working right now, I have something that I usually do, like it's called a presentation slide, and it goes through it introduces some of the things that we cover in our learning events. And I have sent it to Corey. I'm not sure, Corey, if you had a chance to send it out to people or not. Did you?
Yes, I did. I don't know if everybody got it because it was kind of later in the day, but I did send it out.
Okay. So if you have it, that's great. And if you don't worry about it all either. I'm just going to sort of talk through a couple of them so you don't have to be looking at it while I'm talking about it. It's okay. So in the presentation slides then, it gives you a little bit of an overview, and usually the fifth slide for all of our learning events says what to expect. So it tells you in this week and next week that we're going to have some activities to do. You're going to prepare and join a conference call, which you're doing right now, and then there's what we call a required learning activity. And so in order to get credit or to, you know, receive sort of the credit towards the Youth Ambassador Program for finishing the learning events, then the conference calls and the learning activities are important to participate. So I thank you for doing that. In some of those slides, what we try and do is we try and help you in this first week grow your understanding of leadership. I think you all come to this already with an understanding of leadership. Your leaders in your schools, in your communities, in your families, and you recognize other people who are leaders. So I think, you know, when I grew up, it was different. We used to think leaders were people we didn't know, and they were politicians and things like that. But I think in small communities, it's more important to see that leadership comes from ourselves and our families, and things like our culture and our values, what's important to us, and our education. These all influence how we understand leadership. And a few of you talked about your brother or your father being leaders and the knowledge, like the traditional knowledge they hold about hunting places and the land and things. So those are all really important parts of leadership. If we go, so we've shared a little bit about what leadership means and things like that. So if we go through the slides a little bit more and we think about leadership in sport and in recreation, which the Youth Ambassador Program is being hosted by the Government of Nunavut Sport and Recreation Division, you can understand that there's lots of different ways in sport and recreation that we can be leaders. You can play on a team, and a number of you talked about teams, and I know it's hard to have a team when you come from a small community, but you might have a coach, you might be a youth leader, you might be an after-school or a summer day camp leader, your teachers might be leaders, you might run a program for younger children after school. There's lots of different ways to be a leader in recreation and in sport. One of the slides that's kind of might some of you might know about is I have a story that's from David Clark, who's in Rankin Inlet. And so I'm not sure if some of you know David. David helped the Recreation North team win the Arctic Inspiration Prize. And so there's a story that he shared to help give support to our project. And then later on, David went on to win the Arctic Inspiration Prize in the youth category for some hockey programming as well. So one of the things that I think that David said that's really, really important is he said it's paramount, or that what that means is it's really important that leadership is shared among many. And a number of you talked about leaders being, you know, part of a team and contributing to the team. So I don't even think I need to convince you that we have to share leadership among many. I think that that's a really important piece that you already know. So what I'm wondering is I'd like to do one more call or one more around our circle, and I just would like you to share, if you're thinking of the Youth Ambassador Program that you've joined, and I know you're just starting out, but how can working in your team, in your community, or being part of the bigger Nunavut Youth Ambassador Program, how can that help you develop as a leader? And I know that's a little bit different than the question I sent out, because I think we already answered the question that I sent out a little bit. So, you know, when you introduce yourself, you did describe how your leader is in your community and a bit about what you think leadership means. So, if you want to pass and you don't want to answer, that's okay. But I'm just wondering if I can ask you to think about how the Nunavut Youth Ambassador Program can help you become a stronger leader, because you already are a leader. So I'll give you a chance to think about it. Corey, maybe I'll let you go first while everyone else is thinking about how to answer that. And maybe you could just share an experience from somebody else that you met through the Youth Ambassador Program and how it helped them become a leader, a stronger leader in their community.
Yeah, for sure. Funny you say that, because that's what I was kind of reflecting on a little bit. So I think that there are a number of them on the call already today. But I think the Youth Ambassador Program really helped some break out of their shell. I know being the age that a lot of the youth ambassadors are, it can be easy to be shy. But seeing the progress that the youth ambassadors had made last year and really breaking out of their shell and just becoming more comfortable with speaking in a group, more comfortable speaking with me, and just even interacting in the group. And then to go so far as bringing them down to Canada Games and seeing the program and kind of that side of them come full circle, and seeing them when they were volunteering in their volunteer trips at Canada Games, just how comfortable they were interacting with total strangers and talking to them, where I think if that had happened at the start of the program, probably wouldn't have got much out of them. So I won't give any specifics. Everybody on the call that was part of the program last year, and I think everybody that completed the program last year that came down fit into that. And so I would say just really breaking out of their shell and being more comfortable with interacting and having those conversations with people that they might not be comfortable with before is a really big thing that I noticed throughout the program last year.
That's great. Thank you, Corey. And for those of you who did get to go to the games and were in the Youth Ambassador Program last year, if you wanted to share how that experience helped you as part of this time when we go around the circle, you certainly can, because it's great to hear that. So I'll go in the same order just to not to mix it up. So we're going to go from Arvia to Baker Lake, Cambridge Bay, Chesterfield, Coral Harbor, I won't miss you this time, Iqaluit, Kinghake, and Pond Inlet. So Sheila and Sam, Sheila, I think you're new to the program. How do you think the Youth Ambassador Program might help you grow as a leader? And again, if that question's really hard and you want to pass, I'm okay with you passing too.
It can help me build my confidence in my leadership so I can be a stronger leader in my school.
That's great. And I think that I'm excited to hear from you at the end of the program to see if that's what happened. So thank you for sharing that. So confidence for sure. And so we'll just go to the Youth Ambassadors, unless the mentor, Sam, did you want to mention anything, or would you agree with what Sheila said?
No, I agree with Sheila.
That's great.
A great opportunity to build confidence.
Great. So building confidence is one way. Rachel, maybe you might want to reflect on how the Youth Ambassador Program last year helped you become a more of a leader in your community, or how the experience of going out to the games was for you.
So the program can and will continue to help me to become a more confident leader by giving me the obstacles that I need in life to get me out of my comfort zone. And like I said earlier, from previous experience, the program has helped me to overcome my social anxiety in social settings.
That's great. And were you able to go out to the games with the group as well?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. So, and was that a great experience, like Corey said?
Yeah, it was. It being downtown with a lot of people, it helped me to become more aware of my surroundings and being comfortable with the discomfort. And I experienced more in life, and it has helped me to gain more knowledge.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you had that experience, and thanks for telling us about it, Rachel. Okay, let's go to Cambridge Bay. Sienna, what are you thinking? How will the Youth Ambassador Program help you become a stronger leader in your community?
Caroline, Sienna actually sent me an email, and she had to run. She was on,
okay,
but she had to work, so she had left. So, I don't think she's on the call anymore.
Okay, thanks, Corey. Let's go to Chesterfield Inlet then, and whoever would like to answer first, you're more than welcome to. Just maybe say your name so we know who's speaking. And I know, Gavin, you experienced the Youth Ambassador Program last year, so you might want to reflect on how it helped you grow as a leader, and maybe Kevin and Kayak, you might want to say what you're looking forward to for it helping you grow as a leader.
Last year it helped me grow as a leader by going to the Canada Summer Games and talking to other people I didn't know and making a public speech.
Did you have to do a lot of public speaking at the Canada Summer Games?
No, not really. Just talking and not really.
But still talking to people that you didn't know, right?
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I'm glad. And it was a good experience for you?
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad you had that experience. And it obviously meant a lot to you last year to come back this year. So thank you, Gavin. Okay, so And also from Chesterfield, then there's Kevin, or is it Kayak?
I hope this program is going to help me with being more able to be more open with people, so I can, so it'll be easier for me. I don't know what to say right now.
But I think that's really important, though, like being more open with people, because sometimes it's easy to be open with people that we know well. But as a leader, sometimes you have to work with people that you don't know so well, or maybe even people that you don't always like as much. So I really like how you said that, because you get to work with different types of people through the Nunavut Youth Ambassador Program, and it sort of pushes you out of your comfort zone, the way that Rachel explained. So thank you. That's a good thing to share.
Okay.
And do we have one more person? Yes, go ahead, Kevin.
I think it's going to help me with my talking skills, or what, I don't know what it's called, shyness, and help me talk to other people.
Yeah, so that you feel more comfortable expressing yourself, and maybe listening to them as well, so that then that there's more communication there. Is that sort of what you mean?
Yes.
That's great. Thank you. Okay, and then let's go to Coral Harbor. Katie and Mark, how do you, or what are you looking forward to from the Youth Ambassador Program? How do you think it will help you grow as a leader?
It will lead me to set an example for my peers and community as I take advantage of opportunities to lead activities and participate in them. I try my best to make a difference in the lives of others.
That's great. So as you make a difference in the lives of other people, they see you as that role model and that leader too, because it means a lot to them, right? And you know, especially if you can make a difference in the life of just one person, that's being a really great leader. So thank you for sharing that. And Mark, how about yourself? Thanks, Katie. Mark, how about yourself?
Okay. It will give me confidence to lead groups, to speak or communicate with a group in ways that members will understand their roles and will be ready to do their part. I think I will pick up some strategies to organize events like sports. I will also motivate more youth to work for community.
Oh, that's awesome. I really like that. You said a number of really important things there. So the confidence, but also helping people understand their roles. So, you know, I think that hopefully you're all going to Iqaluit next month for a summit. And when you get there, you start off as individuals, but you get there and you start to build a team. So that's exactly what you just said, Mark. And then as you grow your leadership skills, you can inspire other people in your community to be leaders too. And that's through that role modeling and setting an example like what Katie said. So thank you so much. So over to you, Stephanie. Thank you, Mark. And I am skipping the mentors this time just because I know how much time we have left on the phone. So over to Stephanie and Iqaluit, and then to Kinggate and Pond Inlet.
Hi. Right now I can really tell, but all I can I could say moment is I hope to like maybe gain more experience and communication skills. Like, because I'm like kind of the really enclosed person, like I keep my ideas to myself, so just would my ideas and learn more in one way or the other.
That's great. So you're looking to be a little bit more open with people that you may be not as comfortable with, or people you don't know as well?
Yeah.
And that's kind of like stepping out of your comfort zone, right? But that's a great thing to push yourself to do, especially through a program like the Youth Ambassador Program, where other people are experiencing the same thing as you are, perhaps. And so then other people can provide you with support, too. So thank you. Okay, and let's go over to Kinggate then. And again, choose who talks first. Just let me know who it is who's talking. So how can the Nunavut Youth Ambassador Program help you develop as a leader? And Andy and Manu, if you want to comment on how it already has and what your experience has been, you can.
Hi, it's Andy. I can work with other agencies and collaborate with them to improve my community. The recreation team and at the summer games, I got to do Nunavut for the first time and experience a new culture, and I got to say some cool things.
Oh, that sounds like it was a great experience. That's wonderful. And Andy, do you work with the recreation department in Kinggate, like with Joanne?
No.
Okay, you guys do more recreation through school? Is that more how you do it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's great. Thanks for sharing. Who's next then in Kinggate?
Me, Mom. The youth ambassador holds me accountable and gives me something to look forward to. The summer games allows me to travel outside of Nunavut for the first time, meet lots of athletes, and learn how major games are won, and experience a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
That's great. And Manu, when you went out and you saw how major games was run outside of your community, do you think that will help you leading sport and recreation in your community because you saw how it was done outside?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. So sometimes when we go different places, we see a different way of doing things, or maybe we see how they do it, and then we can take some learning from that experience and bring it back into our own communities. And so that's a really great example. Thank you. And Katsua, are you there as well still?
Yeah.
So how do you think the Youth Ambassador Program might help you develop as a leader or grow as a leader?
I can work with the students in the elementary school to get them involved and show them opportunities that are available when they get older.
That's great. So you said a few things there. One, you can work with younger people. The other one is that you can be a role model or set an example for them so that hopefully then when they get older, they also want to be a leader. So those are great things that you'll be able to grow yourself, but also help other people develop as leaders. And you'll learn some of those skills through the Youth Ambassador Program. So thank you. And Susie, I'm sorry, I won't make Pondin let go last next time we have a call. But Susie, would you like to share how you see the Nunavut Youth Ambassador Program helping you grow as a leader?
Okay. It will help me become more open and be comfortable working with others and get better in speaking up without stopping myself and set out of my comfort zone.
That's great, and I totally agree with you. I think that the more opportunities you have, things to do that maybe aren't within your comfort zone, you become more comfortable doing those. So thank you so much. And that's something that leaders have to do. Often leaders have to push themselves outside of where they're comfortable, and that actually makes you a stronger leader. So that's a great way to explain that. Thank you, Susie. We're almost at the end of our call. I'd like to thank all of you. I think this has been a really, really great conversation. And, you know, it's not easy having a conversation on the phone with this many people. So, you know, it's putting all of us outside of our comfort zone, probably. So thank you for having the confidence to share. Thank you for listening to each other, because when we listen to each other, we learn from each other. And I think that that's really important. So what I'm going to explain to you then is what happens for next week. And I will make sure you get an email for this, especially if our learning space, our online site isn't working yet, is you have an activity that you need to do for next week. And you've already answered some of the questions already. So, you know, I don't think it will be too hard for you to do. And if our learning space isn't up, I'll give you an email address and you can email it to me as well. So that's all right. So the activity asks you four questions. And a couple of them you've already answered. So you've already answered how the Youth Ambassador Program can help you become a more confident leader. You've answered a little bit how you're already a leader. But one thing I'd like you to think about and do as part of your activity is, who is a leader in your life? And some of you said, like, your father, your brother, or sister. But I'd like you to think about a symbol that represents this person's leadership and explain what that leadership or what the symbol means. So, for example, I had somebody say that her mother was a leader in her life, and that the symbol for her mother was the sunshine, because her mother was always warm, was always there, was reaching out, and even if she went out of sight sometimes, she would always come back. So that was how she explained her mother and the symbol of the sun representing her mother as a leader. So that's just something for you to think about. So I'd like to say thank you, Nakarmik, Kwana, Mana, Ujanamik, and I apologize for my pronunciation if it's not great, but maybe we could just do a quick round and everybody can say thank you in the dialect or language that you use in your community. So let's go. In Arviat, what dialect do you use, or how would you say thank you in Arviat?
We say thank you in Inuktitut and Akhaya. We say matna.
Thank you. So mana or mana?
Matna.
Matna. Okay, thank you very much. And in Baker Lake, Rachel, how would you say thank you in the dialect in Baker Lake?
We also say mana.
Thank you, Rachel, mana. And in Cambridge Bay? Oh, Sienna's not there. I think Cambridge Bay and Kugluktuk, I think somebody told me it's Kwana. So that's what I think. How about in Chesterfield? How do you say thank you in your dialect in Chesterfield?
Oh, yeah, Nami.
Puyanamik. So thank you. Puyanamik. How about in Coral Harbor?
How do you say thank you?
We say Puyanamik and Nakumit.
So you say both, so Puyanamik and Nakumit.
Yeah.
And thank you. Yeah, thank you for being patient. And Stephanie, how about for Iqaluit? Now, I don't know if you're from Nunavut originally or not, but from your background, how would you say thank you?
I'm not Nunavut. I grew up here. I think this is the same thing as in Chesterfield. It's a Korean name.
Great, thank you. Wainamik or Nakarmik. And how about in Kinggate? What's the dialect, or how would you say thank you from Kinggate?
Nakakumit.